The Third Epistle of John. The elder to Gaius the Beloved, whom I love in truthfulness. Beloved, concerning all things I wish that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly at the brothers' coming, and testifying to your steadfastness in the truth, even as you walk in truth. I have no greater joy than these things, that I hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, you do faithfully in whatever you have wrought for the brothers, and this for strangers, who testify to your love before the church, whom you will do well to send forward in a manner worthy of God. For on behalf of the name they went out, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to support such ones, that we may become fellow workers in the truth. I wrote something to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first among them, does not receive us. For this reason, if I come, I will bring to remembrance his works which he does, babbling against us with evil words, and not being satisfied with these. Neither does he himself receive the brothers, and those intending to do so he forbids and casts out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate the evil, but the good. He who does good is of God. He who does evil has not seen God. To Demetrius testimony has been borne by all and by the truth itself. And we also testify, and you know that our testimony is true. I had many things to write to you, but I do not want to write to you with ink and pen. But I hope to see you shortly, and we will speak face to face. Peace to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends by name.